KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have dense fog. It's 39 degrees. There is a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 a.m. today for most of the listening area. We look for cloudy skies with fog and occasional drizzle this morning. Skies should become partly cloudy by this afternoon. We'll have a high around 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Friday that a judge this week sentenced a Douglas County, Nebraska man to more than 16 years in prison for his role in a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. 44-year-old Brock Todd Waltermeyer of Omaha was sentenced Wednesday by senior U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzner to 196 months in prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release. Waltermeyer pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine on April of last year. The guilty plea and sentencing were the result of an investigation into methamphetamine distribution by Waltermeyer between July of 2015 and November 11, 2015. During that time, he distributed over 2 kilograms of methamphetamine, which was obtained in Omaha and transported to Pottawatomie County, where it was sold. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, the Omaha PD, and the DEA. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Well, the Griswold School Board held their regular monthly meeting Thursday night following a meeting of the Griswold Facilities Committee. Superintendent Dave Henricks told KJAN News on Friday that the committee was updated on the process for getting information together in advance of a bond referendum.
So we updated the facility committee on where we are with the process, and that is that KPE has been hired for pre-referendum and pre-design services. And so the committee will now begin working with them to develop information for future community meetings. So the next meeting is scheduled for February 1st.
And in the interim, packages of information will be put together to share with the community to gather their thoughts and ideas. The Griswold School Board Thursday night also discussed but took no action on the structure of the district's transportation department.
We're just going to shift some of the duties over to Al Hunter, mainly in areas of reporting. He's going to be responsible for more of the reporting aspects.
And they discussed the potential hiring of a construction manager.
Paul Newhart from Estes Construction. He's been involved with the school through the ICAT process, which stands for the Iowa Construction Advocacy Team. And it is a system that assists schools with their building projects, and all schools that belong to the Iowa Association of School Boards receive this service for free. On another side note, Paul is employed through Estes also, and they do provide construction managing services to the districts. So the board needs to make a decision as we progress through the possibility of a new building. Do you want to utilize the design, bid, build process, or do you want to do it through a construction manager? So he presented on some of the pros and cons of those two different systems.
At the next board meeting, the hiring of a construction manager will be placed on the agenda, assuming the process continues to move forward. And the board, Henricks said, held 2 closed sessions Thursday night prior to their adjournment.
One of the closed sessions is dealt with negotiations with teachers. I want to make sure that as the leadership team and the board that we were aware of the potential numbers coming down from the state and therefore, and they've talked about future issues that will need to be addressed during negotiation. So that's all that was. The other closed session was we just talked about some staffing issues dealing with our operational sharing for next school year. All schools can receive a maximum of 21 points, so to speak, in operational sharing dollars, and we're actually at 25. So we need to just revisit if that's appropriate for our school. It has nothing to do with anybody not doing a good job. It has nothing to do with that. It's simply our capacity to fund our staff.
Elsewhere in state news, an Urbandale High School student was arrested after school administrators say he made an online threat. The principal of the school sent a letter to parents saying police discovered a Snapchat photo of the student holding a gun and a second photo of ammunition with a caption that said he was going to, quote, Get those math teachers for giving me an F on that quiz. Urbandale police went to the student's house and the student admitted it was an airsoft gun and the ammunition was a photo sent to him by a friend. Police say there weren't any real gun or ammo at his house, and there was not a threat to the school. The student, who is not being identified, was released back to his parents after being arrested. School officials haven't said what the punishment of the student will be. Officials in southeastern Iowa say one person has died in a house fire. Firefighters responded early Friday morning to the fire in Washington, Iowa, and found a house fully engulfed in flames. A body was found inside the burned-out home. That person's name has not yet been released. A state fire marshal's office is investigating to find the cause of the fire. Officials in southern Iowa say a body was found inside of a burning house and one person was arrested in the case. Assistant Warren County Attorney Douglas Eichholz said firefighters were called early Friday morning to a house fire in Hartford. After arriving, they found a house fully engulfed in flames and later a body inside the home. An autopsy has been ordered to identify the remains. Eichholz says 28-year-old Stephen James Major was arrested later Friday in Marshalltown in connection with the fire. Major has been charged with arson and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Officials say the investigation into the fire and death is ongoing. Authorities say a couple found dead in a murder-suicide at George Wythe State Park in Waterloo had suffered from health problems. The autopsies confirmed 86-year-old Neil Miller shot and killed his wife, 83-year-old Marilyn Miller, before taking his own life. Their bodies were found Saturday morning. The couple lived in Waterloo. Police Captain Dave Malis said the Millers had medical issues and that people who knew them say the couple didn't want to go to a nursing home. They'd been married for 65 years. A March trial has been scheduled for a North Liberty man accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill three people who are expected to testify against him in another murder-for-hire case. Justin DeWitt pleaded not guilty Thursday to three counts of attempted murder. His Muscatine County trial is scheduled to begin March 6th. A court document says DeWitt met in Muscatine County Jail with an undercover state agent who thought DeWitt knew a hitman. The document said DeWitt agreed to pay $25,000 to have an Iowa Public Safety Department agent and two other people killed before his January 17th Johnson County trial in the first case. Authorities say DeWitt wanted a business associate and his family killed. Iowa legislators are considering a crackdown on smartphone use behind the steering wheel. A bill that would let police pull over vehicles if they suspect the driver is texting has cleared a Senate subcommittee. Iowa's law enforcement committee, cell phone providers, and insurance companies are urging legislators to go farther, however, and make it illegal to use a handheld device while driving. Susan Cameron, a lobbyist for the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association, says distracted driving is a top concern.
We are no longer just dealing with texting. Because of smartphones, we're dealing with all kinds of activities that people can do on their phones.
Governor Branstad supports a hands-free law. Amber Markham of the Iowa Department of Public Safety is urging legislators to take that step.
We just feel that distracted driving is just far too big of an issue to pass the buck another year and not do something that's going to make real change.
About 70% of fatal accidents in the past 3 years were caused by a vehicle that drifted out of its lane, and Markham says those lane departures were likely caused by a distracted driver. Steve Gant of the Iowa DOT said teens today have had a smartphone in their hands long before they ever handled a steering wheel.
The things that my kids and my nieces and nephews do with cell phones is not just texting and email. It is Snapchat, Facebook, every other kind of thing that goes on with it. In fact, most people spend more time on their phone than they do with their spouse and their best friend.
Iowa crash data indicates the number of accidents caused by a driver distracted by a cell phone or other electronic device has nearly doubled in the past 5 years. The next step for the debate is about texting and driving is the Senate Transportation Committee. That is a check of our news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.